This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of you and your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads Podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, you loose cannons, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast.
Fucking love it every time you intro the episodes. You
actually
loose
have
cannon.
No idea what I'm actually going to say.
I thought you were actually going to drop the C bomb. You loose cunts. Yeah. You're like, no, you're loose cannons.
That's next week then.
Yeah. I'm glad you said cannons.
We should mix it up. Maybe you do it 1 week and
I think it's great because you make me smile. Because as you know,
it's waiting.
Welcome to the Lads Podcast, lifestyle adventures and daily stories. And Barney, you've just introed again to a fucking cracking way that just gets
me. What else we should crack?
Gets me excited to get back into the shed.
The shed.
Yes. What was that? You said something about cracking, did you?
Well, you said it gets you cracking, so we should crack something.
You know, I wanted to practice my cracking before we get into our cracking. Before we get into our cracking, I want to do a bit of practice on the weekend, but I found myself drinking, but you know, over the bar, I went to a few, which we'll get into the potties, that there was no cans to crack. I got drinks and whatnot. But I'm like, now I've turned up to do another podcast and I haven't done any fucking practice.
No pre-workout.
On my practice. So I don't know. Anyway, here's the head again, overthinking cracking.
Let's just fucking have a beer.
Righto, let's get in the fridge. Let's fucking go again, which I like, which is good.
It's good.
Shout out to Jim Carrey and his fucking it's good. I killed myself last week when I listened back to the last episode, which was a good one. Me talking shit, fucking hell. Anyway, do you ever listen to yourself back and go, God, you rattle on some shit? Like, do you say it to yourself?
I actually have people fucking walk up to me and go, geez, you rattle some shit.
I know.
I actually had one bloke up, Bailey. A shout out to Bailey. He's up to episode 32, so he's walked past me and he goes, fuck, you've got it easy because I'm just sitting down on a pile of pallets today because we have a little bit of downtime.
Yeah.
Yep. And I just go, mate, look, it's a 4-day course. That's all you need to do is a 4-day course. Then you could do what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not always like that, as you know. But, yeah, just trying to be a bit funny. But, yeah, he said he's up to episode 32. So, I actually...
That's up today.
When he walked away, I actually fucking went into Spotify and went, oh, fuck.
he's well, that that's he, the latest.
He's
one.
Up to date.
He's up to date.
This so is 33, yeah. And 33 is two koalas sitting in a tree. I think.
Yeah,
I've got to get those bingo numbers fucking.
You do
again.
Actually. I was so talking. We about need that. Some paddles as well, so when we crack it and fucking beer scores and shit, yeah, so I put a few of those up. Fuck that. Do Let's just have a beer.
Righto.
It is Monday too, and I'll tell you what, I need it.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, man. I think I need a couple of these.
Today was longer and harder than fucking primary school for me today.
Longer and harder. Longer than primary school.
Longer and harder. Look, that was fucking just primary school for me was fucking long and hard.
Yeah, right. You know, I can hardly remember primary school days. Like, it just is, it's a blur. It's like
today was a blur. Mondays suck.
Oh, my Monday-itis today. Is that even a word? Monday-itis? Monday-itis
is 100% of the word.
That Monday-itis hit me hard today.
I wonder if it's the weather, because I've spoke to a lot of people today and everyone was just fucking flat.
Yeah. I think, I don't know what it is. It's just I don't know if it's just there's one. Oh, you know what? It's the last Monday of the month. It's the last day of the month. There's a lot of things going on about,
there's no Christmas decorations are we just getting shit out yet. That was
There is.
Bullshit. Where?
I went into Big W.
Okay, I'm off them.
They're fucking everywhere. And
actually, that's going to be my fuck off then. Big W can fuck off.
It was fucking Christmas decorations galore.
Rubbish.
I reckon they were already out for a few weeks. I only just went on in the weekend, during the week.
I'm off. Like, I'm not shopping there anymore.
It wasn't even this weekend. It was last weekend I saw it. It's been out for a while.
Anyway, let's have a beer.
Can I crack first?
We are waffling.
It's been on my hand for too long.
Up it.
I think it feels like you've already had the fridge door open for like 5 minutes. All right, I'm stop waffling. Just get into it.
That was a squirter. It looked like a fucking whale breach.
I tried to do a slow crack. And did you hear the first bit? It sounded like a dolphin going, I don't know. Yeah. Fuck, I'm really disappointed in my cracking.
I hope it's not these cans. We'll soon find out.
And I hope my microphone doesn't end up fucking failing, because I reckon
taking that back to road, go, oh, here you go, and they go, oh, it's been drowned in beer.
Well, I reckon it's had more squirts than a fucking Nerf gun.
Here you go, here's mine.
Righto, crack away, Barney. Oh, it's got that. Yeah, right. Yours did the same thing. The first little crack had this wet. It was a wet crack.
I reckon they should call them the breaching whale.
Now, I haven't even looked at the can. Okay, what are we drinking today, mate?
Independent brewery, Hope Brewery, pale ale.
Pale ale. So we're back on the pales.
Back on the pale ales. I'm quite liking a pale ale.
I just spilt some on camera. So I've got to take a mouthful.
Actually, someone said to me on the weekend, they said, you've actually never given anyone a really bad review on the beer review.
Yeah, well,
I said, that's because we want fucking sponsors.
And beer's good.
We'll drink your shit beer, just sponsor us.
So. The only one I reckon was the one last week, that Indian IPA, where the first, it had a bit of a, it, I don't know. It was what I mentioned on the potty. I wouldn't go back and buy another one, where nearly every single can we've drunk throughout the potties is like, yeah, I would. Jeez, I've got hiccups.
You have, haven't you? Do you need burping or anything like that? Come on, come here. Let me give you a burp.
I don't need a burping. Yeah. I need another drink though, because it's fucking Monday and I got Monday fucking itis. Yeah.
Monday.
There's
got
to be there'd have to be a fucking joke about Monday itis.
Yeah,
I reckon Monday's just the joke. There's the joke right there.
Monday.
Fuck Monday.
Monday. So if you could actually work like a 3-day week, obviously you're going to take Monday and Fridays off. Oh yeah.
Oh no.
No.
Instantly, I thought of.
Oh.
Instantly, I thought of only working Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do like working a Friday, because it's like the last day of the working week in a way. I do work a little bit Saturdays, but as soon as you said it, instantly I went, I'm having Monday, Tuesday off. As in, and the weekend, of course. So 4 days on, 3 days off.
Yep.
Four on, three off. Fuck yeah, I'd work that.
I don't know. Fridays to me is like when you're normally going away, and Monday you're sort of coming home. So you're not going to get Monday-itis, and you can go, oh, fuck, it's Friday. Fucking
It's still 4 on 3 off though. You're doing Friday then Monday night. Still,
it's not the way my head.
So, so you'd rather do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I reckon I'd do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
I don't know why I said it. I don't even know why it popped in my head like that because I normally I'd be with you. Mm. For some, I don't know what it is. I'm just thinking maybe it's just because I've had a shit fucking Monday and right now I don't want to go to a Tuesday.
I think yours would be better for golf.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
On Tuesday. Yeah. So you could actually go play golf on a Tuesday. I can't see the course. So Friday, everyone's a bit busy.
But most competitions are on a Saturday, Sunday. Wouldn't it be better to have Thursday, Friday off, get a bit of practice swinging?
Yeah, but if you went Tuesday, so if you just went dedicated Tuesday just to golf.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Mm. Every so Tuesday.
Tuesday's got to be, it's got to be, there's not many people out there fucking playing golf on Tuesday.
Every time I drive past a golf course, there's someone on there and you always have to, you know, it's same as cricket. When you drive past an oval or a golf course and you see someone about to tee off, you can't help, and like with a cricket player, if you're seeing the bowler,
you're a cunt.
If you're seeing the what?
What are you doing? What are you saying to him?
No, you can't keep your eyes off him. As in, like if he's walked up to the tee and he's about to hit the ball, you're like I want to pull up and actually fucking watch him fuck it up or whatever. Then you're like, oh, you fucking idiot. And same with the crickets. If you're driving past the cricket ground and you can see the bowler about to run in, I instantly go, oh, fuck, I just want to watch that. But you're driving and you just can't.
Yeah, see, I hate fucking cricket.
Do ya?
Yeah, cricket can fuck off.
Yeah, the only time I like cricket, actually I don't.
Well, I've only ever been to one cricket game, like international game. It was Australia against fucking someone else.
Yeah,
and it was we had a drinking game, so we all had shirts and shit on. So everyone went in. We started off at the Pineapple Hotel.
Yep,
and so I had Barney written on the back of my name. So if you called me Jason, which is my proper name.
Yeah,
If you called me Jason, you had to fucking scull me up, put a dress on, spin around fucking 5 times.
Yeah.
So we actually got a rain day on this day. So fuck, we didn't even get to the cricket ground. I don't even know where the cricket game was. I sort of. Just went fucking, we drank all day. I reckon we drank ourselves fucking sober.
Oh.
Yeah, it was that bad. Like, it was a big fucking day.
Yeah, okay. So was it a one dayer or a test match? I don't know.
It was cricket. And I thought, I'm going to have to do it because it was a good bunch of mates and everything went. So it was.
I used to play a lot of cricket when I was a young fella.
Yeah.
And also, not so much a young fella, but also, played a lot of indoor cricket as well.
Yep.
And
indoor cricket, I'll get around.
Indoor cricket is is fun. Both my brothers still play it.
Yep.
In
Bowie?
No, down at Browns Plains.
Yep.
But is it indoor cricket centre shut down fucking 20 years ago? Maybe even longer.
Actually, but talking about golf though, I think one of the golf courses that we should actually go and play, this would be a real good one.
Where?
It's the Nullarbor Links Golf Course.
Oh.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, yes.
You heard of it? Yeah, that's my type of golf. Like,
yes.
Fucking, as long as there's get a designated driver.
Well, doesn't it take you two or 3 days to do the 9 holes? Is it nine holes or 18 holes?
Like we get
nine
a bus.
Hey?
We get a bus and fill it full of people and play and have, it's got to have a toilet because we'll be drinking piss on the back of the bus.
Oh, right, eh?
Imagine that though. That'd be fucking pretty cool.
I'd rather just get convoy with caravans and like all of us just have a piss up trip.
Oh, yeah.
And do it in car and caravans because it's a Nullarbor Plains.
Yeah.
Fuck bussing it.
You could bring your good golf clubs.
You've seen my good golf clubs?
I've seen your fucking good golf clubs. That's embarrassing, those things.
Mate, do you know...
How long have you had them for?
I bought them in the late 90s. And I'm trying to, I'm going to say 1998,
mm.
Dunlop from Super A-Mart.
Oh, brand new?
I bought them brand new.
Brand new.
I bought the cans brand new.
Oh, I thought they might have been from like some deceased estate or something like that.
No, 1998 Dunlop with bag and clubs. Mm-hmm. I reckon I paid something like $299 for the bag, the clubs. Yep. Like, it's entry level shit.
And do you reckon it's why you play shit golf or not?
Fucking oath.
Yeah.
100%.
You reckon, so if you had a set of really good golf clubs, you could actually fucking get better at golf.
I know for a fact when I'm at Topgolf and I'm using their clubs, it is absolute shit, right? You can't hit the ball. It just fucking dribbles. And I'm always, if you're there and you see someone walking with their own clubs or you're like, I've done this before. It was actually, who's the V8 supercar driver? Chaz Mossett.
Yep.
Chaz, he was there one night, right? Walked in and even Hemsy was with me that night. So Hemsy, anyway, fucking Chaz was walking towards us and I'm like, oh, fuck this, Chaz. And I'm like, hey, Chaz. And I shook his hand and going, fuck yeah, bros, no worries. And it was just, you know, we just kept walking. And Hemsy's like, who's that? And I'm like, that was Chaz. He's like, oh, is it? yeah.
You know,
so anyway, I went back and stirred Chaz up because I went to the pisser and Chaz was fucking teeing off. And I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go, you know. Anyway, fuck, the boy can hit. Oh, shit, you know what? Chaz can hit a ball. So he had this fucking massive driver there that night. And his old man was there, his mum. You know, there was he had a few friends there as well. And I yelled out, oh, fucking, that's sick or something like that. And anyway, Chaz's dad said, oh, you want to have a hit in his Topgolf thing? I went, fuck yeah, anyway. And I've got it on film. So I smacked it using his golf stick and I'm just like, holy fuck, this thing went sailing. But every time I'm there, I try and use someone else's club.
Yep.
Because it's so much better. The Topgolf ones are fucked now. They've been, anyway. So anyway, long story short.
More hits than Madonna.
100%. More hits than fucking Britney Spears, that's for sure. And when I went back and I told Hemsy, I'm like, fuck yeah, I just hit fucking Chaz's balls. Golf balls. And
because Chazzy's from Bow Desert, so.
Well, yeah, at
Glenny.
No, Mundu, fucking anyway, just north of Jimboomba.
Yep.
Jimboomba. Mundula? No. Munroobin.
Munroobin. Munroobin.
And we'll
claim is actually we can be like fucking New Zealand and like claim all
just
the
claim.
Good people.
Yeah, yeah.
So like Russell
yeah.
Clough will go fucking yeah, he's ours.
Long story short
Did
though,
I just say Clough?
His dad came back to my booth about 10 minutes later with the club that I was using in two pieces.
Broke it?
Yeah. Chaz didn't. One of his mates fucking went up and hit the ball. It was his turn. Obviously hit the fucking deck and just snapped the cunt in half. Anyway, Top Golf.
We've definitely got to get more into our golf.
Oh, I'm going to Holy Moly this weekend.
Holy, are you?
Holy Moly. Yeah, it's in Bris Vegas.
Thanks for the invite.
No worries. Only cool kids are going. Yeah,
fair enough.
I think it's this Saturday afternoon.
So is that where they do the TV show on that? Or is it just where they done the TV show?
Well, there's two. There's two, I think, in Brisbane. Yep. Oh, one in Brisbane and one in Gold Coast.
Mm.
Holy Moly. And I think it was, yes, what, maybe, yep. Yes, that did the TV. And it's still, so I'm going, I am going to go play Holy Moly.
Because this weekend, it's, is it your birthday this weekend?
That's why I'm going, yeah.
So 47, 48.
Holy fuck, man, where did those years come from?
I don't know, like fucking, I'm just trying to read the fucking calendar here, so.
No, I think I'm turning 46.
You think?
Yeah, 46.
Yeah. Now you sound like my wife. I can't remember how old I am.
Yeah, no, 46. And, yeah, you know, fucking.
So, Holy Moly, yeah. Well, you'll have to. I'll give you the DJI. Take
it. Oh. And do
a bit of fucking, yeah.
Get a bit of content,
get
you reckon?
Get a bit of content. Get a bit of fucking video footage.
Dude. Mm. Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's a little bit about golf. I don't even know how did we get onto golf?
Oh, it was, you started talking about it.
Did so. I?
Yeah.
That was me. So. Fuck. Anyone that wants to have a game of golf and want to incorporate the lads, give us a shout out.
So
give us an email.
I got an email, not an email, a Snapchat off Slick Mick.
Oh, did you?
I think he was standing there naked with his fucking Callaway fucking bag on.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and that was it. So,
Shout out to you, Slick.
So, yeah, so I did message him and say we definitely have to have a game shortly. So
that's right.
But if we don't put dates on it, it's not going to happen. So.
No.
So I'll that'll be my mission for this week.
Yeah, and
this make a date.
Week I'm getting the calendar to go up inside our studio here so we can start with the next few months organising events.
Yep.
Oh, so I think we're going to it. Hey, that truck show that I talked to you about, I'll just bring that up and we'll talk about that. Have you got anything else to add to the golf chat before I go
on? Oh, no, it was only the Nullarbor, but yeah, look it up. So,
yeah, the Nullarbor. Let's talk about that because that fucking, that I've seen that a few times. I don't want to cut you off there, Braz.
No, you don't have to cut me.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're off, just they can look it up themselves, the lazy bastards. So. Yeah. It's the world's longest golf course. The Nullarbor Links holds.
Is it the world's longest?
The world's longest golf course.
Have you got stats on kilometres?
Wait.
Okay,
so this golf course stretches over 1,365 kilometres.
Did you say 1,365?
Yep.
Holy fuck.
1,365 kilometres, 848 miles for you Americans.
How many holes?
I'm getting there.
Oh, just soz.
Sit there, have a beer. Have a beer. You sit over there. I'll talk.
Okay, go.
Me. Okay, so 18 holes over two states. This court consists of 18 holes, but unlike traditional courses, the holes are spread across two states.
Yeah.
And a heap of small towns.
Yes.
Along the Eyre Highway? Eyre Highway? How do you say that? Anyway, someone will fucking correct me on that, so I'm happy to do that. Outback setting, players travel from one hole to the next through the Australian Outback, often driving long distances between each stops. This gives golfers a chance to experience the stunning views of the Nullarbor Plains.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah.
So they have a lot of local flavours. But each hole is located at a roadhouse, a motel, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, so have a fucking look at it. Yeah, Google it up yourself.
Yeah.
And read about it.
Oh, fuck, man.
I would actually say you got like wildlife, you got some quirky challenges as well, so yeah.
I can see us later in life when this, in a couple of years down the track, if we could do something like that on the BMWs, as an adventure ride.
That's something one of my mates in Forbes, so shout out to Big D, you know you are.
The big D.
He would just fucking go, let's go.
They just do it straight away.
Just jump in a car. So he done, because Forbes is about 4.5 hours from Sydney. And he'd go, let's get a hamburger.
Oh, and
yeah, right, yeah. Go to Sydney. So 4.5 hours to Sydney, get a hamburger, fucking drive back.
I did a cheeseburger run just the other night.
Yep. How far?
Oh, 3 minutes. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, that'd be great on the Beamers.
That's what I mean. We could have. That's got
to
be
That's something I've been inclined to do, to try to do it over a week and a half.
Yeah.
There and back.
Oh, from Bow Desert to all the way down and back.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%. Because it'd take you 2 day ride to get to the start of where the first tee is.
Yep.
That's if you were in a hurry.
Yep.
You'd probably need 3 or 4 days to get to there. As in, if you're going to do some... what's that road over the Blue Mountains you were talking about? If we're going to get down there. Because you're not going to just fucking... Anyway.
Mm.
So, if it took days down to get down there and 3 days back, that's a fucking week, right? You're right off a week getting there.
Yep.
And then you'll spend a week. That's two, it's a 2 week.
Okay, so two week. Leave the bikes in Perth.
Oh, fuck. Here you go.
Leave the bikes
That's
in
better.
Perth.
Then That's
we
better.
Fly back.
Yeah.
Big D actually lives in Perth, so we could leave the bikes there.
Yep. I got a few bros in Perth.
Or we could get down to Melbourne. That's actually how I would like to do the trip.
I got a big
Australia.
Warehouse. Shout out to the boys. I got a big warehouse we could store our bikes over in Perth.
Yep.
Yes.
Do it.
So what you're saying is if we, later in life when we finally get our shit together and we do, I mean, you've got your shit together ready to go, but anyway, when I get my shit together and we could go all the way over to Perth on that ride, fucking just leave everything
leave
there.
Leave the bikes there, fly home.
Fly
do
home.
Do the rest of the shit that we've got to do.
Do the norms. Yep. Do work a few weeks, months or whatever. Where would you go though, North?
Oh, you'd have to do a lap. I wanted
you wouldn't
try
come back, would you?
Lap.
Like, you wouldn't come back.
No. I want to try to piece a lap together. So if you got to, I don't know, fucking Karratha, leave the bikes there.
Somewhere. Oh, I got a mate in Karratha.
Oh, well, there you go. Look, this is
Shout
working out.
Oh,
we
my God.
We actually even fucking spoke
Shout
about
Shout out to
this,
Tony. So. Tony in Karratha.
Yep.
Yeah.
Leave the bikes there. Fly home again.
Why is this just all of a sudden coming to pieces? Yep. So Tony over at Pilbara Bikes and the Pilbara Yamaha shop, it's called Pilbara Boats and Bikes, I think it's called. Mm. Tony, I went to Japan with him. Dude,
there you go. Let's do it.
Holy fuck. It's just
the
like
lads on tour.
Oh, and then when we get to Catherine and Darwin, we could leave all the shit up there with
I'm sure we'd find someone.
With the other lads that we know.
Yep.
Oh my God, fuck. Here we go.
How good would that be though? Like so, just when you go right out, so we've got like fucking a week here. Let's fucking go.
So we could plan it so that like if we started this, let's just say next year, right? 2025 next year. We could do a lap around Australia, but in like little sections.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, as in 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there, 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there. Oh.
How good.
I just had movement.
Yeah. Because I've also thought about doing this in New Zealand as well. So flying the bikes over to New Zealand because I've got relatives on the South Island. Shout out to Arnie Vicky.
Here we go.
Yeah, like to leave the bikes there. And it's quite cheap actually. So I look quite in depth with it. So you can use your license and stuff like that. It was probably 3 years ago when I started looking, it was about $850 to get your bike over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cheap. And imagine riding around New Zealand.
I'm all for it.
I think Australia first though.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Australia first.
Oh, fuck.
How good would that be?
Let's do it. What about before we do the... Oh, fuck.
Let's do it.
You've forgotten about Tasmania.
Oh, yes. I'd love to go to Tasmania.
I know. You've said it a few times. But maybe that's a standalone trip.
I reckon that would be... I'd like to spend 2 weeks in Tassie, riding around Tassie.
We got some action going on here.
Yeah, it's all about quality here and professionalism and... My phone. Oh, that was my phone.
No, it was actually my phone.
I've actually got a message too. So, Daz, I'm gonna have to call you back later. Sorry, bye.
So that's exactly right. With what we were talking about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, nearly 3 years ago, about why we wanted to start this podcast was doing some crazy adventures on BMWs. That's where we want to get to with this podcast, and I know we'll get there with the help of a bit more help with things that'll come our way soon. Yep. Well, not soon, but one day. We'll get there.
But I think so that was sort of started out like next year I'd like to do the Don River and the Elite Radio. So I always wear the Elite Radio hat on the show. You can go back and watch. But sort of go up there and spend 2 weeks. But I'm going to have to learn how to camp.
Yes, you are.
Because imagine spending 2 weeks away on the bikes and the hotels that I like. It's going to cost a lot of money.
It's not hard to camp, though.
When it's raining, it is. It's fucking horrible.
At the same time, though, being on the east coast of Australia,
if you can guarantee I'm not going to get wet, or if it is raining, can you pack my camp up? Dry it out and make sure I've got the next camp.
Oh, that's the problem. Dry. You wake up in the morning, everything's wet, and then you've got to get on the road. You pack it up wet, you get to the next afternoon, and you roll it out. It doesn't have time to dry because you're about to sleep in it. I get that.
And you know what those problems are? They're still first world problems,
isn't it?
They are still first world problems. So I think that's my challenge for next year, 2025, I'm going to buy a swag. I'm not going to buy one of those little biker swags. It's going to be just a little bit bigger because I ride a big bike. So I don't care about wind resistance.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to buy a half decent swag, a really good mattress, and I'm going to try it again.
You know, yeah, but even with setting up a swag, right, it doesn't take much to put a tarp over the whole lot. Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm hearing still you. Just gives me anxiety.
Yeah. But I honestly think by the time we get to that period next year of doing I'm racing Don River again next year on the bike. Hopefully. Yes, I will. Because I've got to retain that trophy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was before? Oh, the Elite Rodeo. I want to do the Elite Rodeo.
I think that's the thing, is it's like 2 weeks in between. So I'm sort of sitting there going, do I take like 3 weeks off, up there, back? I've still got no planning sort of ideas. But yeah, this is literally me just chucking shit at the board and seeing what sticks. And there's going to be definitely some hope.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hotels in there or pubs?
Yeah, but it's not 2 weeks in between. It's 2 weekends in between. And when you're finished with the Elite Rodeo, it will be like Monday is still like a, not a piss up day, but you know, like the Elite Rodeo goes up until Sunday night.
Mm.
Sunday night? Because they go into town. Anyway, so Monday you'd just be chilling out with Quentin on the Monday.
Yep.
So then from Townsville on the Tuesday till Bowen on the following Wednesday, it's only seven or eight days.
Yeah, so you'd fill that in pretty quickly, sir.
Mm.
Yep. You've got Airlie Beach up there.
Definitely.
That'd be definitely
I would fill it in. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll have to brainstorm this anyway.
Yeah.
But I want to do it with you.
Right out.
I want to set myself up to be able to do that.
But 2025, I would like to do that golf course.
Yeah.
And maybe just lead the bikes over in Western Australia for a bit.
Yes. Yeah. So and do some hot skip and jumping. Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, we'll just ride them back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Actually, let's make
2020
plan A work.
2020, next
fuck
year.
Plan B.
So 2026 will be the 50th year for the Fink Desert Race that you want to go to too. Mm. Is that what you said?
Yep.
So you need to be in Alice Springs for that as well.
Yep. So it could take like 6 months to get around or 12. It could take 12
could
months.
Could take 12 months to get around.
My bike sits in the garage for like bloody
a
couple of months.
I've got really good contacts in Alice Springs as well. Shout out to Richard. Oh, fuck. I don't think that's
where the buggy was left.
Yeah, where the buggy was left. It's not Richard. Anyway.
Mate, we'd find places. We'd just, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
No, that'd be good. Fuck yeah, I'm keen for that.
Battery charges. Well, so they start when you get there.
Oh, yeah.
Little things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the little things. It's the six Ps.
You need.
Yeah, the prior planning prevents piss poor performance. So you need that. So, yeah.
Good.
And that was actually, I have not even spoke to you about that. So we'll.
We'll throw some more in 2026, I want to be doing that with you.
Yep.
And that's kind of like right with the lads. That's where we need to be thinking about. Yep. In 12 months' time now, in September next year, October next year, we're going to be putting things into place to do that for 2026.
And we need to get Toto on too, so we'll pick his brain as well. So
He did it.
Didn't get right around because
of weather.
Yeah.
But that's the perfect thing for us, is we would fly back when weather was suitable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have that luxury. Mm. Yep. Yep.
Or catch a train. Might be my budget.
Oh, jump on board with some sponsors. Let's get Qantas on board so they can shout out for the flights.
That sounds good to me.
Righto. What else have you got? Because didn't you have fuck tons in your notes?
Yeah, Spent went up to Sunshine Coast on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
To see Renee, so Phil's wife.
Yep.
It was 4 months of Phil when he passed, so we went up there and spent the weekend with her. So everyone brought their caravans around to the place at Pomona, and we were going to go to the Mates Brewery.
Oh, yeah, that's
your
right.
Your Mates Brewery, so.
Yeah, your Mates Brewery.
And roll a few bowls and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. It fucking pissed out.
And the wind on the weekend was fucking...
It was nasty, so we went, fuck, I'm not driving all the way down there from Pomona, which is only like 20 minutes anyway, so.
Yep.
We'll just go to the gin distillery. So that was good.
Okay.
So it was good catching up with Renee, Phil, Denny, Brian. Yep. He's also known as Ryan.
One part of me is really glad you didn't end up going to the distillery.
Why is that?
Because I want to go with you.
Mm.
Yeah. So we could do a lads thing and go to that brewery.
Yep.
So I might be heading up to the Sunny Coast soon, actually, over the next month, maybe to pick up one of my little trophy thing. But anyway, we might do
trophy
a
trophy thing.
Well, yeah, you know how I won the Donner of Dress. I got the big trophy.
Yep.
Bretto. Shout out to Bretto. Actually, just called me before we did this potty. I think he's going to do up my...
your name tag.
The name tag thing that goes on the trophy. So I've got to bring Bretto back, but I'm guessing that he's probably want to line that up. So I'd be probably going to the Sunny Coast in the next few months anyway. Oh, next few weeks.
That's why we need that calendar so we can go, oh, yeah, I can come along here. I can't
definitely. Do this. And anyway, so that'd be good. But anyway, yeah, keep going. No.
Oh, I need a pee.
Oh. It's always good to get rid of a bit of fluid.
Absolutely.
It's just like those moments where you just go, oh, that's so good.
I couldn't concentrate anymore. I need to piss that.
Your teeth were floating. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. I'm getting another one though.
Yeah, fucking oath. Let's get another one out of the fridge. These cans are nice too, as in like the colour. The colourway they've done.
I think that's what I was drawn to.
The little green stripe down the bottom?
Mm.
All right, I'm going to crack. These are very wet, these cans. Like, wet. Did you get, you felt, you got wet too a little bit? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think they're very cold too, so.
My hands are cold. We need to get stubby. Oh, you've got a stubby cooler right there.
I've actually got a stubby holder, so. Actually, let's just go back to what we were talking about. So it was, spent the week up on the Sunshine Coast with Renee, Denny, Phil, Gary, and their wives. So,
yep.
Really good. Saturday night was drunk. Fuck, I was drunk.
Did you? What were you drinking?
Mate, I was drinking. So we obviously had some gin from the distillery at Bloody Pomona. We were drinking butterscotch snaps.
Snaps.
We were drinking. I think there was some sheepdog there. There was. I drank all Phil's bloody Forex Golds out of his fridge, so no one else had to do it. So no one else had to do it. Renee said, drink them. So I left some for you too, Gemma. So, but yeah.
Last time I had butterscotch snaps was Gold Coast for the fight night. Remember I did those Toblerones?
Yep.
They were yummy. But I reckon that's my go-to on cruises. I've only been on fucking two cruises. But Toblerones are just like that. If you're allowed to drink, which most of the times you are on a cruise boat, in the AM hours, from like, I'm talking 7 AM.
Yep.
A Toblerone, because it's like a little milkshakey sort of drink. It's like, I'll just have a Toblerone. It's just like having a chalky milk. Yep.
No, that's not my go-to. I wouldn't be going to that. So.
At 7 o'clock in the morning?
7 in the morning.
On a cruise boat?
So if I had to drink something at 7 o'clock in the morning, it would be a CC soda and lime.
Already, are you at 7 a.m. in the morning, you're not going to line your guts from the last previous 24 hours of raping it?
Mate, it's got fucking water and lime in it. How good is it for you?
It's really good.
It's like hydrating.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, CC, I've fucking sponsored you long enough. Fucking, it's about time to come
give
on
us
board.
A shout out. What cocktails do you like? Have you got a cocktail list that you go, right, you know, like, smack it?
So I used to drink, was a fruit tail.
Oh, fruit tingles.
Fruit tingles, sorry.
Yeah, fruit tail. Fruit tail. Fruit, tail. Fruit tingles.
Bowl, or fish bowl.
Out of, big fish bowl. Yeah. Fish bowl. Yeah.
Bowl, so
that's a purpley drink.
That was a purpley one. That's what I used to drink. I'd probably go, I love a Bloody Mary.
Oh, do you? Is that got tequila? Juice. Tomato juice.
Fucking
Tabasco
vodka.
Sauce? Is that got Tabasco? Yeah. Bloody Mary.
Yep.
I've never really given that a nudge, big nudge.
You gout too, don't you? So
I do get
gout. Just be very careful with it. So.
Is that one that you've got to be packing the gout tablets?
Mm-hmm. You've got to be, you make sure you're taking them or you're taking the next morning.
I like a pina colada. I like a Toblerone, like I just said. I kind of like the fruity ones, the fruity cocktails, I guess. Can't think of any more, but.
Yeah, I'm not a big cocktail person, so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not something to sort of go to. I'll just,
just straight on the CCs, thanks.
Straight on the CCs. Shout out to CCs.
What's that ad on TV where it says, I don't like beer anymore? Tony,
how good was their marketing for that?
Fucking fantastic.
Mate, that changed a lot of people, I reckon. So.
If you're over beer, on the side they can.
I seen another one too the other day. It was someone that's sitting at a barbecue and you know.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You get the onions and you pour beer
on
the top of
fucking
it.
Oath.
And the lady walks up and goes, why do you put beer over your onions? And he went, because we don't like it.
Dude, the thing about putting beer over onions, it's something that I've picked up from, I'm sure it was my dad. You know, you see it when you're a young fella.
Yep.
And it's something that has to happen. If you're cooking onions, you have to put beer on them.
Mm. Now, what's another thing you do when you cook a barbecue?
That is traditional or something you've always...
No,
or
just something just that's sort of taught or it's a forced habit you just walk up to. So
I always,
you've got a spatula in one hand, a pair of tongs in one. What are you going to do?
Well, before I even start, the go-to is always steam clean my hot plates and my grills. So when I say steam clean, I always fire the fuckers up. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing because leaving on some flavor from the last time can always be a good thing. But it depends. I think it depends on a time between cooks. You know, like if it's been 2 months since the last time you used your barbecue, like let's just say it's been winter, right? Yep. You're gonna clean your barbecue because who knows what the fuck's been on there? Could have mice, rats you know. So it's like let's do it clean. But if it's like night to night, if you use your barbecue every night to cook a steak, I'm not steam cleaning it, but I love to steam clean my hot plate.
So when you say steam clean, so do you get like a steam cleaner out and fucking
no.
Well, what are you doing?
I just turn the fucking thing right up, get the thing cooking, get the thing hot to start with, and then just simply go out there with a paper towel in water.
Yep.
And just simply pour water over it to get that steam happening and then use tongs and a paper towel to just clean everything. And it just steam cleans everything. After I've done that, I do like to use a bit of lemon juice as well, just to sort of do a bit of extra bit of cleaning. And then, of course, I then turn it off to then reapply some oil, you know, like get the thing oiled up and greased up and let it cool down with the oil on it before I even use it.
Oh, like old mate on Fraser. when you greased him up with the sunscreen? Was it very similar like that?
Fuck, you're not going to let that one go.
Fuck no, I'm not. I'm holding on to that dearly.
I need to make a shirt out of that, don't I? So that's about clean. So if I've cooked on it the previous night, so let's just go after I finish cooking before we get into, okay, so that's my prep is to steam clean. Once I've cooked and, you know, you've got a bit of a mess, like if you've done kebabs or something, you've got a lot of marinade on you, I will just simply scrape that off and then just give it a little brush off, right? Yep. If I'm going to cook on that tomorrow night, I won't clean that too much because there's some fucking nice flavor on there that can go on tomorrow night's steak or whatever I'm doing. What about your before and after?
So mine is, yeah, just leave it. Walk away from the fucking thing.
Just, yeah, so you don't... Done. So if you've just...
No, I'm just shutting the lid. Turned off. Fucking
shut the lid.
Yep, it's done.
So all of the fat and all of the oil, it just stays there.
Yeah. I will use
Which it. Protects the actual hot plate.
Well, yeah. So if, like you said, in the 2 month fucking prep, yes, you're fucking gurning, you're fucking getting rid of the rats and...
Yeah.
And the spiders and shit out of it. But yeah, so I'll go to it. So if it's particularly dirty... I'll use rock salt.
Rock salt?
Rock salt. Fucking give it a fucking good old rub. So it's fucking obviously a bit of flavour in that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, a bit of scrubbing.
I've never used rock salt.
And also a half a lemon.
Yeah.
Which you were saying. Yeah, so just get the lemon. Just get the lemon. Yeah, just... But you get it hot enough, it's going to kill any fucking
germs. Oh, yeah, that's exactly right.
So,
yeah.
And I like to fucking just sear. So I'm a... Fuck, what was it? It was 3 minutes... And then 2 minutes,
yeah,
and then rest for 2 minutes.
So 3 minutes the first side,
yep.
2 minutes the second side, and then rest for 2 minutes.
And let it rest.
Fuck yeah, I am pretty much the same.
I've changed so many people. Going, oh, I want medium rare. I want medium steaked. I want fucking well done steaks. Yeah, we're gonna.
And
get
this is on
like
the grill.
This.
So you're saying on the grill?
On the grill.
It has to be on the grill.
Yeah, but it's got to be fucking hot.
Like, yeah, correct. Yep. Three minutes.
I think everything is in the resting.
I agree.
Let it rest.
It's got to let it rest.
You can't just sort of chuckle in the plate because it gets that little bit of fucking red tinge around.
Well, it still bleeds.
Mm.
You've got to let it... When it's resting, you've got to let that bleed
out.
I'm
mopping that up with a fucking piece of bread too.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love a medium, a rare steak.
Yeah. But I always put my steak on a plate that I'm not going to use to dish up with. So it rests there.
Yep.
And then
put it onto the plate after
that. And like all of the blood and all of the juices.
Yep.
Are you breading that up?
Yeah, I'm eating that.
Holy fuck.
Fuck yes.
A mate of mine, shout out to Rob, JR, or Junior. He, when we cook a pig on the spit, and all the fat that drips off a pig, he'll go in there with a bread roll and just let the bread roll soak up some fat.
Yep.
And then just... Because like when he cooks, he'll cook from like... Like a pig on the spit, right? It takes what? Fucking sometimes, depends on the size of the pig. It could be a 45 kilo fucking pig. It could be whatever. And it could take 10 hours. It could take 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever. So he starts up and you're drinking. So, you know, when you're fucking drinking 10 hours waiting for a pig to cook, you get a bit hungry. And there's always bread rolls. So, yeah, bread roll. Anyway.
Yeah. So Bathurst Day is my day that I normally cook. So I normally get the smoker out. So it's a pretty big smoker. Fucking... Clean it all up, obviously, because it hasn't been used since last Bathurst. But yeah, that's drinking, smoking meat.
Yeah.
And you obviously got the stuff that you start with, like sausages and shit like that. So that's ready earlier. Then you got your brisket. But no way in the world I'm fucking eating anything by the time anything's ready.
Mm-hmm.
So all I do is cook meat.
Yep.
And camembert cheese.
Oh.
Camembert cheese on the top of a smoker.
Yeah.
So you just sit up there in this little packet and you have a packet of chicken crimpies.
How's this rain? Can you hear the rain through our ears?
I can hear the rain, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Anyone listening, you can hear some background noise. It's just decided to piss down rain.
It'll be right.
Yeah, it'll be right.
Yeah, so get the chicken crimpies. So every time you go out to check the meat and spritz the meat, just a little fucking sneaky biscuit. And pickled eggs.
Pickled? Oh!
Pickled eggs in the smoker. I'm on them.
Right.
Yeah. Love them.
Yum.
Yeah. So we should do something for Bathurst too.
Oh.
What are you doing for Bathurst this year?
So I've been invited to go to the track.
Oh, down.
Down, but I can't get there.
Yep.
Next year I'll be there.
Yeah, next year. I think that's our year.
I'll be there next year, but this year I can't.
Maybe ride the bikes.
Yeah. Every year, JR, Justin, who I race with, he goes every year. They've got a fucking site right at the Chase. On the back street, you've got Conrad Street, you got the fucking Kink, and then the Chase.
Yep.
He's got a fucking caravan site right at the track. So the fence line is like there. So not this year, though.
Yep. Next year.
Next year. So the snags on a barbecue, I always, same with resting, I always not undercook my snags, but you know what you can, people burn the fuck out of snags, eh? Don't you reckon?
I think since the air fryer, I've not put a sausage on a fucking barbecue since an air fryer's been around.
Oh, your air fryer.
I actually had sausages last night.
In the air fryer?
Yep.
What, 12 minutes, 180 degrees?
Don't know. Just put them on five, look at them, five, fucking look at them. So,
a bit more than 12. Yeah. So I reckon anything that
so
you
probably
want.
Probably would have been about 12 minutes. On
12 to 15
degrees,
minutes
so,
in an air fryer fucking pretty much cooks anything.
Yep.
Whatever you want, whatever.
Yeah, probably it's got all the fucking settings up the top where you got fucking fish.
Oh, fuck that. You just put the,
you know,
just
5 minutes, I'll fucking look at it.
I was at a barbecue the other day and all the snags got cooked and I'm like, fuck, I would have taken them off probably 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh.
Also.
Because so they while resting, they cook too.
So it's not your barbecue, yeah?
No.
When do you step in on someone else's barbecue? Like, can you?
I don't.
Is it a thing?
So the last
have you ever?
Yeah, of course I do. Yep. 100%.
So you've actually fucking pushed him with nana. Fucking move.
Not,
out
I, not nana.
Be tough for daddy.
I'm
fucking,
like, I'm
let
like,
me do this.
I'm like, fucking, you want a hand bruz?
Yeah.
And if I can see someone like going, fuck, I've got a bit going on, I'll help out. Because sometimes.
I'm happy to help out.
Help out.
When can you sort of tell someone, I'm going, look, fuck, that should have come off a little while ago now, mate. Like, fucking.
Oh, I always.
What the
so
fuck you doing?
Sometimes I'll influence.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, fuck, they look all right. They're nearly done. And I always say they're nearly done, as in, like, to. Be a pre-warning of fucking let's get that off in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, fuck yeah, they look all right. They're nearly done, eh?
Yeah.
And as an encouragement, all right. Because I reckon some people are like, oh, it doesn't look cooked yet. I'll just keep cooking them. And
yeah,
they fucking,
you
they
got
overcook.
You drunk people that are sort of fucking just, like that. But I mean, if you're passionate about it, I mean, if I'm seeing a barbecue that's not fucking cooked correct, I'll just go click the kids and Mrs. Fuck, we're out of it. Let's go. Like, this is
no, you're out.
Ain't nobody
no,
got time
for fuck
this
shit. No, fuck this.
I'm
not eating that shit. Yeah, no.
How do you even know these people?
I won't barge into someone's, but I'll certainly say, fuck yeah, they're nearly done, bruz. Like as an encouragement to get them off.
Yeah. But you are,
or,
you, like you said, influenza.
Yeah, yeah.
You were influencing
or I'll,
them.
I'll walk up with a, like if I can see they are not going to take them off.
Yeah.
I'll go running for a fucking alfoil tray or something. I'll hit the wife up or the missus or, you know, like their wife or their missus up and go, where's fucking old mate's fucking, where's his tray? So I'll go get these off and then go walking out with a tray going, hey, I got one of these for you. Ready to get them off yet?
Yeah.
Just like, get the cunts off because they go, you're killing them.
Yeah.
You don't need to kill steaks. You don't need to kill sausages. But yeah.
I think we're actually talking about this before, but like, when you're walking over to a barbecue, when you it's already cleaned and everything, you got a pair of tongs in your hand, you got a fucking spatula on this one, a beer sitting beside of it. What are you doing to the tongs and spatula?
Oh, always playing with them.
Yeah, you double click. Click.
Always.
Yep.
I'm always fidgeting. It's like a fidget.
Yeah.
Like you always.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, and with the spatula, I always throw it up in the air and let them do Mickey flips and catch it. Yeah.
Give it a little tap. So.
Yeah. Eggs. How do you do your eggs on the flat plate? Not in the grill. How do you cook your eggs on a flat plate?
I like a ring.
You do?
Mm.
You love your ring.
I love the ring. So I love a ring because I don't like the fuckers spreading out everywhere or running down the fucking...
I used to be like that.
Yeah.
Now I like to smack them. I like... So when I crack it, I don't use rings anymore. I'll crack each egg but then slow the crack down. So that you can control how it starts, right? So if you do that, so if you just crack it and go boom, it runs everywhere. But if you crack it and slowly open it up so that the yolk comes out slowly, you can actually, because the hot plate's pretty hot, it starts to stay where it wants to, all right?
That's okay, Steve. But when you're cooking on the side of a mountain and everything's not fucking level and perfect and shit. So.
Hey, where's the 6 P's, mate?
I know, but where we can't... This is why I don't like
six
camping.
Six P's. No, you get, it's always going to be flat. But If you, but I do you like? I see. I always then cook my eggs so they're nearly fucking. They're all touching.
Yeah.
As they're cooking, they're touching, and then you use a spatula to make squares, so they fit on a bread roll, fucking beautifully. So they're no longer round eggs. I do square eggs. The other day, actually, a mate of mine, Jyrone, he does egg in bread. So you just
cut it out, jam the egg in the middle.
Exactly. That would be your answer. If you're cooking on an angle, you would put your bread down that's got a hole in it, fucking crack the egg in the hole, and it's going to hold that egg from moving around, and you can fucking have egg in bread.
Mm.
Not egg on bread, egg in bread. Yeah.
I am very particular with my eggs. I do not like the snotty bit being snotty, but I definitely like the inside runny. The yellow.
Yeah. So you're like a sunny side up?
Sunny side up.
So you don't flip them?
I'll flip them if I don't have time and stuff like that, but I'll only just flip it.
Just to sort of seal
just
it?
Just scare it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just go, I love that, and then bring it back. And
say, scare it.
Just.
So that the yolk is still a little bit it's
runny.
Wet. It's wet.
I love runny.
Love runny.
I love runny, but not the snot. I do not like
snot. What's snot?
The white part. You cannot have runny snot.
Oh, how do you get runny snot?
Oh, it happens.
Really?
That
shit cooks like...
That's like fucking, medium rare eggs. Rare eggs.
I couldn't do that.
No.
No, that, the snot.
You know when you get that little bit, so it's sort of, it's white underneath, but on the top of it's...
Oh, bit, yeah. I don't
yeah,
think
you can't eat like that.
Your hot plate's not hot enough. Yeah. If it's doing that, it's not hot enough. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
Something like if you're cooking on the stovetop in a pan, you mean, I think you get the snot.
Mm.
But if you're cooking on a barbecue where it's fucking hot, I don't think you'll get snot.
Yeah.
Nearly rhymes, doesn't it? Probably put that on a t-shirt one day. Maybe.
It's not snot.
So my... what have you got... Is that it for... Yeah, anyway, let's fucking move on. We could talk about cooking all day.
Oh.
And we're not even cooks. We just love it. Hey, so grand final, AFL grand final. Did you watch any of it?
I did.
I did too.
Watched the whole lot.
I watched the whole lot.
So
This was up the sunny coast?
Sunny coast. Yeah. So the wife was... so we took my daughter up there to get Renee, because she's a seamstress, to do her formal dress.
Yep.
And stitch it all up and that. So that was why we're up there. And it goes, oh, how do you reckon I ask about to watch the fucking AFL? Honestly, just fucking turn the TV on and watch it. And we were outside having a few beers because I'm not really big into my AFL, but and all I could hear is Nat yelling. I'm going, oh, it's on. So we're up there watching it.
Yep.
But yeah, how good?
Oh, dude. Well,
the
actually,
lines.
It actually was. It wasn't a good grand final. They just
it was
fucking.
A good outcome.
It was a good outcome.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the fucking edgy seats.
No, because the fucking Lions just walked away with the fucking
thing. Yeah, nice and relaxing. And did you know that Chris Fagan has never... He's the first coach in AFL's history to win a premiership who has never played a first grade game.
Oh, no, I didn't know
that.
And
he's from Tasmania.
Yeah, right. He's never played a first... He's played AFL, but never a first
grade. Yep, so he comes from a little, little country town in...
Huonville?
The wife's going to kill me.
No.
But yeah, it was in Tasmania. And yeah, never. They played on a gravel.
Yeah,
gravel pitch.
Oh, there you go.
So, but he was the first one. So, and he doesn't do interviews.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Does not do interviews.
Yeah, right.
He said, it's not about me, it's about the team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've heard a lot of sort of stuff about his coaching ability and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It obviously works.
Man, the Lions just walked away with it. Like the first
for the last three games.
The first 2-3 minutes, the Swannies got two goals up straight away. And I'm like, fucking hell. That was in the first 2-3 minutes. They were like, I don't know, it was like 22-6 or something.
Yep.
And within fucking half hour later, it was like fucking 84-26 still. Yep. It was just like the Lions just fucking walked away with it.
Great to watch because you sort of weren't... But it wasn't like...
It wasn't a grand final game. No. The Swans didn't turn up.
So what's your predicaments for next weekend?
So Panthers and who's playing?
Storm.
Oh, Storm, of course. Yeah, fucking idiot. Steph, fucking hell. Mate, I actually want the Storm to win because the Panthers have won two in a row.
Yeah.
I don't want them to win three in a row. So I really want the Storm to win. I wish it wasn't the Storm versus Panthers grand final. I don't know what I want, as in why I want, but they deserve to be there because they're the best teams, rah-rah. But it's just isn't it a repeat of last year? Who was in the grand final last year?
I don't know.
Wasn't it the Storm and Panthers? No, it wasn't. Anyway, doesn't matter.
We could probably Google it.
Yeah, we could probably could. So I would like the Storm to win out of these two teams. However,
okay, I'm going to go the Panthers then.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Storm.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the Panthers to win three in a row. Because that's just a... I don't know why I don't... You know, I've been to the Panthers Leagues Club.
Yep.
I've never been to the Storms Leagues Club.
No. And they cheated once too, so...
The Panthers?
In the grand final. Against Parramatta.
Oh, okay, righto.
Ross will tell you about that.
Oh, will he?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Apparently they won, but then there was salary capping. And
so, grand final this weekend on Sunday night. Oh, it's a long weekend this weekend.
Oh, I've actually got 4 days off this weekend.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fucking hell.
No, I've got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
RDOs.
What's
what? The King's birthday. King's birthday Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
So what are you doing for your birthday?
Holy moly.
Holy moly, that's right. It's fucking
yeah, just taking the kids in. It's going to be a low key, a very low key. I'm not going to do anything crazy. Anyway, so very low key.
Yep.
Holy moly, take the kids in. With Kells.
Yep. So what's the plans for the rest of the week? So obviously you got Monday off as well. You got any other plans?
Oh, probably work Monday, actually. Yeah.
Yep. Catch
got
up.
A bit going on. Yeah.
Catch up.
Just catch up. Because, it's just... anyway. So, yeah, that's my weekend coming up. Will be the grand... Oh, because the grand final's Sunday night. Mm. Yeah,
so you want
right.
Monday off anyway.
I probably won't be working Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
We've got I've got options. So we've got to go to Holly's riding up at Maribara. So whether I go up there and spend the week with those girls and
weekend.
Or spend time in my shed. Fucking get that Datsun going.
Yeah, right. Bit going on there. Bit going on. Righto, so whew, mate, it's been good.
It's been a good catch up on this Monday.
I do have something that I want to play. I do have a motivational thing that
How was fucking Kevy Walters getting sacked?
Oh, I haven't heard. Has he? Is he? What?
He's gone.
It's happened?
Yeah, he's
gone.
Imagine being a coach. Like, the coach, yes, is at the fucking pointy end of a fucking team.
Yep.
On any team.
Yep.
But imagine, like, just because the players all didn't fucking align or they're trying to get their makeups done. Yes, Reece Walsh, I'm talking to you.
Yep.
Or...
You know, Reece Walsh just got re-signed for...
A lot.
I think over the next 3 or 4 years, I think it was 4 point something million over the next... So, I think it was 1.2 million a year. So, maybe it was 4.6 or 4.8 million over the next 3 or 4 years.
So, is it the coach's fault or is it the players' fault? Like, the coach can sort of coach you.
It's. I don't think it's no one's fault. I think they get to a point where...
So why sack the coach?
Because there needs to be a disruption in... there needs to be a disruption in the organisation.
Sack the players.
Yeah, well, then they don't have the players to sack. Yeah,
I'm off them.
So
actually,
the coach
Broncos
is,
can fuck off this week, so...
The coach is the first to go so that there's... There's instantly, I think because instantly it becomes, You know when you're sick of a job or whatever and you're like, fuck, I need a change is as good as a holiday. A new coach is the same, I think, falls in the same aspect as change is a new holiday, right? So get rid of a coach, put a new coach in there. He just has new ideas, has new flavours, has new ways of doing things or different ways. And
but if the people below you don't want to fucking do it.
But they don't might want to do it because they're sick of getting told how to do it. So you've got all the team. Yeah, I don't know, mate. I'm not a big... I don't know.
No, I'm not a huge NRL, but I just don't know why they sacked the coaches so quick.
Yeah, before. Well,
maybe
yeah.
It's not the coaches. Maybe it could be fucking...
And below. You know what? I don't think it's Kevy's fault or problem, but unfortunately, that's just the rap sheet of coach goes first.
Mm.
Yep. And I reckon Kevy's a good coach. And you know what? He'll pick up a gig fucking... Isn't Bennett going from the Dolphins down to St. George again? Or anyway.
Mm. No comment.
Yep. I wouldn't know. I just like speaking shit.
And I think we've done enough of that too, by the way.
Anyway, I've got some motivational because Monday-itis, like we started with the show. Yep. I'm going to get straight into this. Are you ready?
Go for it.
So, I know it's tough. Life is not free of hurdles. How you deal with it makes you so much stronger. So my message is, we help each other. The harder it gets, the more we stick together. You are never alone. And I know there will be difficulties, and I know it will be hard, and everything will feel like I can't anymore. In that moment, go for it, be brave, don't give up. Keep going.
Yeah, man, that's just another one that I saw today. And it's just about, you know, for my Monday-itis today and anyone that's going through a Monday-itis, and it could be on a Wednesday, it's just a Wednesday-itis, a Monday-itis. It's just about keep going. It's just about keep ticking off what you need to do to get through the day, to get stuff done, because there's light at the end of the tunnel. And also, do it with your mates and your friends too.
Yep.
You know, if you're having some shit, talk to someone, call someone, because they will listen. If they are really a friend, they will listen.
Yep.
Pick up the phone, give them a call. And no different to just before we started this potty, I had a couple of phone calls come in.
Yep.
And I spoke to one of my bros about what he's just done. Yep. And I got pumped for him because
definitely
got
to get him on. So
you know, it's just like it when you talk to your friends and it just disrupts the mental. Anything going, you're going through your head about, oh, fuck, this is bad or that's bad. And then, like, I'm an overthinker, right? So I can overthink shit too long and I don't get it out of my head. I don't. But when I talk when I talk to somebody or call someone or, like, we sit down and we have a podcast, instantly it just fucking disappears. Yep. All of that static noise.
I can see that.
All of that white noise, all of that noise in my head, when I get out of my head and I get into the shed or into the studio in this case, which is a shed, it just fucking makes sense to me about how you get on with things, how you move on with things, or how you deal with life issues is just talk to your bros, talk to your girls, talk to anyone, and life gets better. So shout out to anyone that's doing it tough at the moment.
Reach out to your mates.
Just keep going.
Reach out to the funny ones.
Yep.
Yep. They're the ones that are fucking probably the hiding the most.
Yeah, yeah. And it's always good to crack jokes. So we're going to have to crack a joke. Have you got a joke today? Yeah. All right, let's crack a joke. Yeah, right. Fuck yeah. That was a good little wee-wee. I didn't play the piss music, but, you know, we're good for that. Anyway, let's crack into it. Oh, did you hear about the fire at the circus?
No.
It was intense.
Of course it was. No doubt.
I got a little fucking out of you. Yeah, that was good.
That's a dad joke.
It was a dad joke.
That's definitely a dad joke.
Yeah, it was fucking good.
Here's mine. Where did people hang out during medieval times?
Oh, medieval times. I have no idea. Where do they hang out?
At nightclubs.
Yeah, knight in shining armor.
Knight.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
The jokes are getting worse.
I know. And if anyone's got jokes, seriously, like everyone's got jokes. Yeah. The problem about jokes is I hear them during the week. I've got to get better. Just be better, Stiff. Fuck. Mm. I hear them during the week and I piss myself laughing. I need to put them in my notes.
Yep. But you look strange. So, like, you want to be in the moment. So, like, when people are telling you stuff or talking to you, you go, and next thing you're looking at your phone, I'm fucking sitting there fucking punching in what they're
and
saying.
And they're like, what are you doing? It's like,
oh, so it's for the potty.
Yeah, that's for the
potty.
Content.
It's content.
Anyone that's got a joke of the day and wants to be on the show, email it as a voice recording to theladspotty@gmail.com and I'll put you on. You can be included in the joke of the day. I'll play it.
Yep.
It'd be good. Righto. Maybe Cordy's next door neighbor's got one. Or Pesci. Grandpa Pesci.
Grandpa Pesci. He's,
I haven't heard from Grandpa Pesci for a bit.
I reckon his internet might have fucking dropped.
What a big fucking, where did Willie go?
Willie's all sad and he's back at work again.
Look at you smiling.
Why
and
does
giggling.
That make me happy?
Willie. I want a Willie joke of the day. I want a big Will.
Actually, that's let's bring him on as a segment to give us one joke a week.
He's got to email it in,
yep.
Or message me, yep. Or whatever. He's got me details.
One joke a week from you, Willie. So step up to the plate.
Fucking be better, Willie.
Yeah, be like, better.
Fucking get into it.
And he's pretty fucking dry too.
Oh, well, you know what?
Yeah.
Fucking oath. Anyone driving a truck right now? Oh, dude, talking about truck. So I want to talk to you about, we've got an upcoming event that I want to go. We're going to go to. Before I do my song of the week. I just got to go back to here. Here we go. The SRV Truck Show, 2nd of November, 2024. It's a Saturday afternoon. Goes from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. So it's an afternoon night. So obviously then they can hopefully turn all the lights on and the trucks are going to look gleaming.
Got some food vans.
I actually went to a truck show on the weekend down at Mudrabar Showgrounds. Mm. The wind, the weather, the rain really put a dampener on it, yep. And it wasn't a good outcome for them, but I still went and had a bit of a look.
Yep.
But I'm looking forward to the SRV truck show. Looks good. So there's going to be food trucks, there's going to be coffee vans, there's raffles and lucky door prizes.
Nice.
Now, this is at Darlington Drive, Yatala, which is where SRV,
yep.
The big SRV... trucks live, you know, where SRV is. Anyway, on 112 Darlington Drive, Yatala. That's a fancy name for Yatala.
Yatala. Mm. Yatala Pies, if you don't know where it is.
Now, it's proudly sponsored by Brown & Hurley, Custom Air Group, Kenworth Cummings and Showtime Entertainment Group. So, being such, I wonder if that's going to be some motocross action there. Maybe. Anyway, we might... I reckon we'll go to it.
Yeah, that's the one we're going to go to. And I think the other one we're going to go to was the week after. I think we went up to Toowoomba.
Fight night.
Fight night.
Is that the week after?
The week after.
Must be, eh?
The 8th, yeah. So.
Yep. So that's going to be... Yeah, must be, eh?
Yep. Heading up to the Toowoomba.
Yes, because it's a Friday night.
Yep, so we've got truck show, we've got Toowoomba.
Yep, so that's the next two events. So if we need to do something in October. Anyway, we'll figure that out.
I'll find something.
The last thing I want to do, I've got a song. Now, last week I fucked the song up, didn't I? When I introed it.
You did actually, yeah.
Yep. So now I've got another song that I want to play is. And I have nearly forgotten what it is. But this is a Tones and I song.
Yeah, I like it.
Dance already. Monkey?
Yep.
Yep.
Love
but
it.
But it's a bit different.
Okay.
So I like to be different with my music and upbeat and whatnot. So anyway, let's go. Yeah, there you go. It's a bit different, isn't it?
Where do you find this stuff? Like, is it just on Spotify?
It's on Spotify. So, yeah, I've got a little bit of a collaboration going on where anything...
none of this sort of stuff pops up on my feed, so...
No, but it's anything... So you can pretty much... anything, any song that you like, you can just go into Spotify and say, oh, remix, you know? Like, so that was a Tones and I remix. Not actually done by Tones and I. It was done by somebody else. I can give you the actual details of that. That was done by Robin Tager. Tager?
So remix is different than when someone else sings it, yeah? What's that called?
Oh, no. So remix can be, so someone else can sing it, or they turn the tempo up and get the beat, like a house beat going to it as well. So,
find me one with Disturbed in it.
Oh.
Have you, and fucking The Sound of Silence. I fucking love that song.
Have you listened?
With him singing to that.
Okay. Have you listened to the Deadass podcast this week?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you need to, because I've forgotten his name. Fuck, he was on the show this week. Let me press pause. So yeah, sorry, Zayden Bryant was on the on the Deadass podcast with Bryzy, and right at the end, so it's episode 129, Deadass podcast. Listen to the whole lot because they talk all about what Zayden's been up to lately with what he does for work and men's mental health and all that sort of stuff. And right at the end of the episode, he just cracks into Disturbed and does a solo
that I just listened
that
to.
That I just played for you off air.
Yep.
And fuck, man, it just gives you tingles. Yep. Should I just press play?
Yeah, press play.
Okay.
Give a little bit of play.
Be more people talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that their voices never share. 'Cause no one dared disturb the sound of silence. And the people bowed and prayed.
So I just press pause there. Like, he does a cracking. Like, I've just picked a little section of that.
That is, he did. Just like doing a podcast and then breaking
the
song.
He just cracks into, like, seriously, he's just a dude.
There's no mixer there.
Absolute legend of a bloke to just sit there and crack out Disturbed the Silence. Yep. So, sorry, Zayden, if you hear this, like, that I played it.
Yep.
Or to Bryzy, I stole it off your podcast.
I've actually got a really good voice.
I reckon. Mm. No, hang on a second. I need to back you up on that. But let me. You go.
No, I do, because it's just like a. It's the only problem is it's a rough passage that it comes out of. So
your voice is amazing when you talk,
but when I sing, it's fucking shit.
The only song I ever want to hear you sing. There's one song. There's only one song in the whole world, and I know you know what song
can
it
we
is.
Can we give that? Actually, I'm going to sing it. No, I'm not even going to tell anyone. I'm going to sing it live.
Yeah.
Next podcast.
Ah, excellent. All right. So should I keep it under wraps?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay, you're going to sing.
Yeah. I'm going to sing a song.
Song next podcast. Next week, holy live. Shit. Strap on. Oh, whoops. Yeah. Strap on. Strap in for the
depends
most.
What tickles your fancy.
There's only one song you can sing, and I can't wait to hear it. Anyway.
It's actually pretty good.
It's a fucking great
I'm
song.
I'm actually going to rehearse it.
I don't think you should. I think you'll nail it. Anyway,
that's
good. So thanks. Shout out to Bryzy, a Deadass podcast. Shout out to Zayden Bryant. Mate, you're a fucking legend in what you do. I'm all about it. Maybe if you hear this, come on our show. Come on the Lads podcast. Would love to get you on.
100%.
Yeah, definitely. Righto. I think that's a wrap for this week. We've talked a shitload of stuff. I don't even know where we started, where we went to.
My notes even got covered. We're fucking sitting here talking.
It was good. Yeah, and sorry if you've got the rain, if this audio picks up the rain in the background. It's been pissing down.
No.
I don't know
if it's coming. You didn't pay for it anyway, so you can fuck off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You just get what you just get.
All right, so in that note, thanks again, Barney, for fucking coming. Like, you had to drive an hour and a half, 2 hours to get here today.
2 hours to get here today, sir.
So thanks for the effort that you do to... you know, that you put into this podcast to make this all happen. And thank you to all our listeners. Would love to hear from you guys and girls. So theladspoddy@gmail.com. Give us a joke of the day. Give us your rant. Whatever. Call in. Give us a shout out.
Do it.
Do it.
And Monday-itis for me, I'm fucking over. I'm glad it's now 7 o'clock on a Monday night because I'm done with Monday.
Yep.
Can't wait for Tuesday. Hopefully it's going to be better.
Bring it on.
Righto, I'm out of here. See you later, lads. Catch ya.
See yous. Bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to feel stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a pull for my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling of pain is brand new. This is the moment I break through.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.